Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 13th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, for the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let me, without further ado, talk to you a little bit about what is to be found on today's show. And I start off by recalling what I said on last Friday about the perplexing nature of why wages are not rising despite apparent strenuous GDP growth. So I think I need to say a few more words about this, which I shall do at the start of the show. The TSA is now tracking you for suspicious activity, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not you know it. Excessive yawning, strong body odour. These are 2 of the multitude of ways you could become a target in the TSA's new secret weapon, and which, by the way, treats ordinary people like terrorists. So don't fall asleep, don't use the bathroom during your next flight, all kinds of stuff which will mark you as a suspect. I shall talk about that today. Then we're going to take a step back and have a little perspective on Russia, which is an angle not addressed in the mainstream media. So I have some rather important words to say about that, comes next. And then I'm going to talk about something really terribly important about investing, but I can practically guarantee that none of you have ever considered it. So that should be of serious interest to any of you who lay claim to be investors, either on a regular speculative basis or in your retirement accounts. You will want to listen to this because it's important and rather unusual. Then I will talk about how they plant the seeds of allegations and watch them grow into changed perceptions of reality. This is all about how they manipulate your thinking process. It's very ugly, and again, you're not going to find this anywhere else, so you might as well listen to it here, ladies and gentlemen, because I think you'll find it of very great interest. Facebook has asked large US banks to share detailed financial information about their customers including card transactions and checking account balances. If you can believe it, yes, it's what's happening right now. I have some comments about that. There has been, as I suspected there would be, a huge jump in bankruptcies. And so I will give you a few statistics about that before I finish the show with an encouraging word about how the AMA, the American Medical Association, is finally embracing single-payer healthcare for Americans, which is really long overdue, but I think it's coming. And if it doesn't come this time round at the midterms, I think it may well come at the presidential elections in a couple of years, 2.5 years, and if not then, very shortly thereafter. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do is to send me an email and in the subject line write something like comp the shows or listen to the shows, something like that, and I will get them off to you quickly. One of the shows, you can choose any of the shows from the archives of the Podbean site, which I suppose you are listening to now. I do recommend the show of the 29th of June, which was my mid-year assessment. I think it's an important show, and you might want to consider it as one of your 3 free shows. All right, so let me give you my information. You will want an email address for this purpose. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The email, my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me repeat that. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. And you can read my rantings in there if you are not satisfied with your 2 weekly shows. They're free, by the way, they're for everybody. So if you want to look at my Facebook address, please go to www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, no apostrophe, okay, no punctuation. My Twitter address, for the one-liners that I come out with every so often when I'm inspired, sometimes more often than others. But anyway, to access it, go to www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Okay? So, with that, I shall bid you farewell. I am looking forward, as always, to talking to you for the next time. This is Richard Martin saying, see you on Friday. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Until then.